Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 8th day of October, 2007. And we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. No guest today because I want to be able to cover the news that is in front of me. This news is not in its order of significance. It's all important, though. City passes camera law that all new developments have to have cameras spying on the public. That's in Baltimore, Maryland, a suburb, Aberdeen. Remember, 2 years ago, the Houston police chief proposed cameras in everyone's homes. It's actually happening. Britain on board for U.S. strikes on Iran. Huge news. Madeleine Albright says war may happen. Get ready. Police track down the deputy who killed 6 people, injured another. I've got an example of disinfo against myself out on the web, and I only cover this because it's educational. Doesn't bother me when I get attacked. Well, things like this do. Some things don't bother me when it's so ridiculous, but when they misrepresent things like this, it just makes me angry. I'm going to cover that. Congressman Ron Paul, dollar could collapse to absolute zero. Presidential candidate Ron Paul warns of coming global economic depression. He did that Friday here. The article's up on prisonplanet.com. And the news here is the denial. There are people on the Dig link, the message board link, saying, oh, look at Ron Paul and his fear-mongering. Hey, the dollar has been devalued by more than 60% against the euro's opening. 42%. If you don't even count the euro that opened at 80, if you count the euro opening at 1-1. If you don't think that's already plunging, you fools, I don't know what will wake you up. I mean, that's what makes me mad. You guys are in denial. I'm just sick of it. Our enemies are destroying this country, and you can't even recognize it. If you don't think 60% reduction in value, 62% is big, you just are an idiot. That's all I can say to you. And here's another one today, Gulf News. Gulf funds drift away from the dollar. Continual slide. I mean, this is just mayday bad. And you tell a slack-jawed neocon that, and they just giggle mindlessly. FBI puts anti-war protesters on criminal database. Canada uses it to ban protesters from entry. I'm going to spend some time on the Browns today at the bottom of the hour. I may even do it in the next segment. This is important. But I'm not going to restate my position on it over and over and over again every time I get a call about it. It's a complex issue, and I'm going to flesh out where I stand on it. And I want to tie it into 4-month trial ends with no convictions. Federal income tax evasion case involves 9 defendants. Tommy Crier found not guilty of tax evasion as well. Joe Bannister, many others. Back to the war news. Feynman, intel community to release 3 Iraq reports to slow down Bush's warmongering. Iraq panel, Blackwater Guard should face murder charges. And when I heard this last night, I said, I bet tomorrow this will be the news, that the Iraqi government wants them to face charges and not that the army said Blackwater should face charges. And they're not. The media is not covering that today. It's all those dirty Iraqi liars. No, it's the army. The army is saying they should stand trial. U.S. to launch $1 billion plan for Mexico. Mobile phone cancer risk higher for children. More signs the Bush people preparing for President Hillary Clinton. Stay with us.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On board for U.S. strikes on Iran, London Telegraph. We're going to get into this deputy going in and killing 6 people, wounding another. And the families are in the AP saying, we can't understand how a police officer could do this. How did he get on the force? Cops are drawn from the same pool as the general public is. They're not angels from heaven. Some of them are really wonderful, great, honorable people. Some of them are just mediocre, trying to get a paycheck, lazy. Others are control freaks. Others are criminals. I mean, that's just the way reality is. And that's why the Founding Fathers said, don't let government get total power and control over you, because in every case, they will rape you. You may have a good leadership in at first when you get a dictatorship, but over time, you will get a despot, and they will use those levers. And of course, 99 times out of 100, it is a despotism that takes over and sets up the centralized system to begin with. I'm already digressing off into that. It's just how naive the public is. I mean, I see it in the papers every day where cops are getting busted for bank robbery, cops are getting busted for armed robbery, cops are getting busted for killing their wives, killing their neighbors, killing people at bars. Statistically, more than the general public, because they get habitualized to the use of force. They get used to being able to use that force and getting away with it, whether it's in proper or improper areas. And so some guy smarts off to them in a bar, they get in a fist fight, they start losing, or they get mad and they just pull that handgun they've got on their side, or they pull it off their ankle and they blow them away. I mean, I see it every single day. Statistically, police have a many, many times higher chance of being involved in crime. Police, these are all federal numbers, by the way, which are even whitewashes. It's much worse from what I see in the news compared to what the numbers are. They are many times more likely to be involved in embezzlement, involved in kickbacks, involved in predatory action on women and children. Now, it's still a very low number, but smart criminals, smart rapists, smart torturers, smart pedophiles, smart criminals go and get a badge and a gun, or they go become a city council member. They're seeking power. All right, later I'm going to walk through more of this. It's just, it's an unbelievable buffet of news here. Cities passing laws, they want cameras in your houses. I mean, it's all out of control. It's completely freaking me out. Ron Paul talking about total dollar collapse. News of that in the press. Let me just go ahead and cover the Browns right now. Let me just do this right now. And then we'll open the phones up, and you're welcome to talk about the Browns getting grabbed last Thursday, the economy, the buildup for war in Iran, this cop, the sheriff's deputy, going in and gunning all these people down, showing them who the boss is. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night and then got all jacked up from being on there and couldn't get to bed about 4 in the morning. I'm a little out of it today, so just give me a moment to drink my coffee here. This dag blasted allergies. I'm in the phase now with the cedar and the oak and the pollen flying around here in Austin where it just coats my lungs. So I'm even more raspy and have to pause every few seconds to cough. Life before allergies. All righty. Let me get into the Browns right now. I tried to give the Browns political support, and by that, when the feds were going to rush in there with their armored vehicles and their guys dressed up in ghillie suits and camouflage, clearly to do a Waco-style raid, I said, that is criminal. You shouldn't go in there violently against those people. They're convicted of a nonviolent crime that is a non-crime, and we need to end this peacefully. And I admired Ed and Lane Brown's courage and their stoic will to face what appeared to be certain death at the hands of the federal government. But when the Browns started talking about, when Ed started talking about how he would shoot into the woods if he saw anything moving, I privately told him, I said, Ed, a lot of people publicly said on air, Ed, you don't want to talk like that because then, and I did say this later on air, the feds then can come right up into the edge of the woods and just, if they want to, sniper you and then say, well, because of your statements, we had to. He was threatening to kill anybody that came close, including somebody walking their dog, kids from the nearby neighborhoods that could be going to the woods. I know I did that as a young man, as a teenager, and when I was 10 years old, that we'd walk around all day. I grew up on the edge of Dallas, but there were still, when I was growing up, areas where there were still some farms left right in the middle of suburbia, and we'd go walk around and see people's horses and cows and get down in creek bottoms. And I said, Ed, listen, you're escalating this. You don't want to say you're just shooting into the woods. The feds are less apt to come in there if you don't talk like that, and they could back off and leave you alone. This could kind of be forgotten. Like the Gray family in East Texas, who now have been holed up, and I'm told they're just basically left alone now and working in the community and was just quietly left alone 8 years later. This started in 1999. And I said, but talking about spraying gunfire into the woods, you're inviting people on the land. A lot of them get walk in. That's dangerous. And Ed didn't want to listen to me. And then I said, Ed, you're having all these people on your property. And I said this on air. I said, what's going to happen is the feds are going to surround you one day posing as your buddies, and then they're going to pull guns out and put them to your head. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. They can't do that to me. We've got contingency plans. And I said, yeah, you probably got plans that are going to get you and your wife killed and that are going to get some of those people killed, some of the feds, and then that'll make them martyrs. And I said, that may be what you want, but I really don't think we need that in this country right now. Oh, you're talking just like one of them. And Ed, please listen to me. Stop escalating this. I said, when you have parties out there, it's one thing to have political rallies and speak out and say, leave us alone. But when you taunt them with parties, they will use that in the media to make it look like you're taunting the public. They will misrepresent that. I'm talking about basic strategy here in politics. And they will demonize you. And they will use it against you. No, no, whatever. I mean, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck, the watermelon truck last week, ladies and gentlemen. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. And I have seen hundreds of people festooned in camouflage and medals and announcing themselves admirals because they had a bass boat and running around and calling themselves generals because they had, you know, two dumb cousins that followed them and saluted them. I mean, I've literally had people strutting around Texas walk up to me at meetings and say, you must salute the president. I mean, this is just out of control nuttery. And it makes our movement look bad. Again, I respect the Browns. I pray for the Browns. They need to be released from jail. They need to have a fair trial. I'm going to get Larry Becraft and other top lawyers, constitutional scholars, not quacks, on who actually get people found not guilty and get mistrials and get retrials. I'm going to have him on sometime this week and others. Because they clearly didn't get a fair trial. They should get a new trial. That conviction in absentia, it's not a real trial by any stretch, by the entire body of precedent. And from that point on, as long as they were peaceful out there and didn't talk about a bunch of violence, and didn't let provocateurs sass them up into saying a bunch of things and shooting their mouths off while it was all being recorded, by the way, you can guarantee that, that they could have delicately played this and ended up getting out of jail in a couple of years like Nelson Mandela and been iconic heroes. Instead, they played it exactly wrong with all the experts leading them down into oblivion. And there's a lot of other people who sit around, a lot of other cornballs and people who want to see shootouts, who want to see martial law in this country, who constantly chirp on their websites and their radio shows. Guaranteed they're feds, most of them. I mean, you don't get on the air and say, kill feds, murder this and that, do this and that, over and over again and not be arrested if you're not a fed. And that's what they're doing. They're provocateuring everywhere as much as they can, desperately trying to get some type of violent clash. Now, I'm not saying Monier, the head federal marshal, is doing that out there in that district because he's compartmentalized, but there are definitely those in the strata leading back to Defense Department, FBI, no doubt, and others that are playing this like a fiddle. Now, I'm going to walk through how we can try to navigate this. And you can take my advice or you can put a general hat on and festoon yourself with some medals you buy at the Army-Navy store and tell me to go jump in Hades. But I'll try to break this down, this very dangerous situation, when we get back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Annis from Midas. October 8th, 2007. Gold, 735 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $758.47, 374 for half, 187 for quarter. That's $758.47, 374 and 187. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to suspend right now my discussion of how all this unfolded and how I would have handled it. But Sean Kradish, for quite a long while, has run one of the websites for Ed and Elaine Brown, and he's worried that Ed has not been enrolled in the Bureau of Prisons in-custody system, and he's been in custody now for 3+ days, 3.5, almost 4 days. That is not normal, And the question is he being given diesel treatment? Dieseling is where they put you, a lot of times strapped in a sitting position till your toes pop. That's what happens after 3, 4, 5 days being forced to sit, the blood in your feet. And Congressman Hansen spoke out against the IRS back in the 80s. And I've got the news articles. I've interviewed Congressman Hansen. I've seen video interviews with him and the photos. They knocked his teeth out, beat him from head to toe. He didn't resist. They dieseled him for 2 weeks till he basically went into a coma, defecating on himself for weeks. They would just give him water. It's all part of the way they pleasure themselves, the particular people that drive these torture vehicles. And that's why this system's so criminal. Now, we don't know that they're dieseling Ed Brown. But if the feds, Mr. Monier and others, but I think Homeland Security has them now, and they love to torture. They watch Jack Bauer, and you know it's Imaginary World, and then they put that template over U.S. citizens. But if he doesn't show up in prison soon, in the custody roles, then we know that it probably the worst is going on. So right now, it's very suspicious he could be under torture, because they'll torture sitting congressmen. I mean, they'll torture him, they'll beat him, they'll trap him down, their feet pop, every toe popped open and spewed purple blood, black blood from them, and just his shoes swole up and basically popped open. And that's how they pleasure themselves. And believe me, the demons will be torturing them in hell. But they don't believe in hell. Sean Kradish, you believe he's going to Ohio. We know that Elaine is enrolled. When was she enrolled in Danbury?
As far as I know, she was enrolled, I believe, Saturday. I think that's when it first came up. I could be wrong on that, but she came.
Okay, she is enrolled. How did you discover that? Give us the intel.
Well, yes, some of our members on MakeTheStand.com, that's our website, just did some Bureau of Prisons searches on the Internet with her name and everything and came up with her inmate number and where she's located. So,
give us her inmate number. Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, actually I do. Let me pull that up for you really quick.
Yeah, it's important to have that all on the record because, again, I didn't want the Browns to be killed. I didn't want them to be arrested. It was an unarrestable offense. The private banks wanted their money. The public is now learning of this no matter what the criminals do. But then he put it into another ballpark with all the talk of revenge and killings and the rest of it, which I did not support. But then now if they torture him, it goes right back into them being completely in the wrong. And this is just absolutely horrible. Do you have her inmate number now?
Yeah, her register number is 03924-049. That's as far as we can tell. That's what's in the system. So
we ought to find out what pastor is a chaplain at that FEMA facility, that New World Order America-killing base. And we need to see if he can talk to her somehow or see if the media can get in to see her.
Yeah, that'd be good. But, you know, right now we're really worried about Ed because we don't know what they're doing with him. And I mean, I'm pretty confident that they are doing something. There's no reason at all to cart him around. There's no reason not to hand him over to the Bureau of Prisons right away like they said they would. You know, why hasn't he shown up in the system yet? Why, when you do a search for his name, it says, not in Bureau of Prisons custody.
Well, I think with that piece of
Marshall still have him.
Yeah, not yet in Bureau of Prisons custody. That little piece of evidence coming up on 4 days in their clutches, they're probably, I'd say 9 times out of 10, 90% chance, they're torturing him more than just dieseling to, quote, find out who the secret teams are that are going to come after him. And I think much of that was just bravado and talk, which the Fed should be smart enough to know. But by torturing him, it's just horrible.
Well, yeah, it needs to stop. And what we're asking people to do is to give the marshals in New Hampshire a call and try to see what's going on and ask about Ed. And
well, also not just the marshals, the national media, the local media. Is this a rendition? I mean, basically, that's what it is. He's disappeared, according to your report, into a black hole. Sean Kradish, stay with us. Are we going to let citizens disappear into black holes? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
All right, Sean Kradish, I was interrogating you there and you couldn't answer any questions. You got the floor. You run the their main website. Give out that address again and then walk through what you know has happened.
Yeah, our site is makethestand.com, and it is the official website of Edelaine Brown, has been for quite some time, and what we've done is we've set up a membership system and a discussion forum. If you register on there, it just takes a minute, it's free, of course. We can email you as soon as we know what's, of any new developments. We sent out an alert last night, and at the top of the page in our news, you can see a link to the Bureau of Prisons website where you can actually do name searches and searches by inmate numbers. And if you do a search for Edward Brown, you'll see that he's 65, or that's what they have him listed as, white male, and he comes up not in BOP, Bureau of Prisons custody. So the marshals or someone else still have them. We don't know exactly what they're doing. But it doesn't take much imagination. Because of Ed, how he stood up against him, I guarantee you they are torturing him in some way, and I'm sure it's not pleasant at all. They're probably trying to get information out of him.
Well, most Americans are ignorant about the prison system, but torture is standard in federal hands. Waterboarding has been done for years. It's the equivalent with a bag over the head until you start passing out, strangling you. dieseling, driving till your feet bust open, beating, chaining you in different configurations, just good old fashioned throttlings, and
sure.
and there's no doubt that it's very, very suspicious. Again, I'd say 90% chance because of the fact that he hasn't shown up in Bureau of Prison hands, where you have a lot less torture because it's lower level people. It's all surveilled. They can get in more trouble. They've got to claim you've done something to have an excuse to go in and beat you. But no doubt that the marshals are scared to death. They're worried about people coming after them, and they're doing the exact wrong thing right now. But, of course, they're know-it-alls. They know everything. By torturing, I mean, in my gut, with this new news, I have no doubt in my gut they're torturing him. But obviously, we can't say we're sure. But the bigger issue here for the local papers, the TV station, who are our best bets to cover this, to then springboard to national attention, is that this is exactly what we hear about, citizens being grabbed and disappearing into black holes. And he has disappeared into an almost four-day, tonight at 7 o'clock, 7:45, it'll be a four-day black hole. And we need for the feds to show us pictures of Ed, and to because they've already broken a lot of protocols, a lot of regulations. I know that for a fact. We can go look them up, but I've seen the regulations in the past. We need to double-check those regulations. They're not allowed to do this. This is secret police right there.
Yeah, and we don't even know if Ed's alive right now, and I'm not saying anything otherwise, but we don't know what condition he's in, if he's in the hospital. I mean, all we know right now is the information that they've given us through their media cohorts, and that's not good enough.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. They could have...
listener.
Okay, go
ahead. Your listeners really quick here. get a pencil or pen and write this down. It's 603.
And what number is this? I'm going to stop you again.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to stop
the U.S. Marshal's office in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Very important. 603-225-1632. That's 603-225-1632. That's the office, I'm assuming, where Monier, whatever the heck his name is, works. We need to call them.
Now, can I say something?
Sure.
Just my, and you know, I'm not that smart, but I just have a recommendation. It's to call the media, because Monier will just put the phones on hold and it'll go to voicemail. And I'm not saying don't try the number, but I personally think that if you get media attention on this, they're going to have to respond. They will ignore alternative media generally. Not that alternative media isn't bigger and more important in reality, but they're still living in the Stone Age. This is all spur of the moment, Sean. I don't have any of those numbers in front of me.
Yeah, what we can do is we can post them on the front page at the very top of MakeTheStand.com. I'll get some of those numbers, some of the local media. You think the local media is the best? And
only because they have already covered it and are hot on the story, they are apt to cover it quicker than national media. You get local media within 24 hours, I predict, then national media will talk about it, and then we'll get a response. And I'm not poo-pooing your plan of calling the marshals. I think it's a multi-pronged approach.
We can do both. It's, you know, for everyone sitting at home, or even if you're at work, it doesn't matter. Take 5 minutes, call a couple phone numbers, call the marshal's office, that number we just gave. Then look on our website and get the numbers for the media. Call them really quick. Express your concern. Tell them we don't know where Ed is, what condition he's in. You don't understand why the marshals haven't put him in the custody of the Bureau of Prisons yet, and they have Elaine, and you're worried that something's very wrong, and this needs to be looked into. That's the message we need to get to these people.
You know what? I'm going to call Larry Beecraft. I'm just telling my producer now. I was going to get Beecraft on tomorrow because I got all this other news. But go ahead and call Beecraft, a constitutional lawyer who's won a lot of cases and graduated top of his class. I really respect his take on all of this. And I know he'll know the federal laws. He can look them up quickly. I've seen them. There are federal laws on prisoners not disappearing. And I know 3 days is too long. 2 days is too long. There's supposed to be a chain of custody and a record. And if he has disappeared, they will try to follow their own rules. They probably have him under anti-terrorism guidelines. He may have even been designated an enemy combatant for all we know. And this is outrageous if this is the case. Sean, I want to commend you for what you've done with the fine website that I visit every week. And I want to thank you for your concern and your courage in supporting Edna Lane Brown. Now you've got the floor for anything else you want to say.
Well, that's pretty much it. You know, we just want people to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes out of their time today to try to help Ed and Elaine, because we don't want to see anything. You know, what people have to understand is if they're doing anything to Ed right now, which it's very likely they are, it can have permanent physical health consequences for the rest of his life. You know, I don't want to see the guy with scars and nerve damage and toes that will never heal for the rest of his life, and you know, the same kind of stuff that happened to Congressman Hansen. It's not pretty at all. So we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to have Ed go through this kind of torture, because it's very, very bad. And if we bring this to the light and expose the fact that they haven't put him in the Bureau of Prisons system yet and handed him over to their custody, you know, I think that's a good thing, and we can get this stopped right away. So please check out MakeTheStand.com, and we'll have more information on there, what you can do, and hopefully we can help them out.
Sean, just recap the basic facts of the case, what we know right now, where Elaine is, her number, and other things.
Okay. Elaine right now, as far as we can tell, is in Danbury, Connecticut. It's a woman's minimal security prison. Her register number is 03924-049. And Ed's number looks like it's the same, except it's 03923 instead of 24-049. And Ed still shows up not in Bureau of Prisons custody.
This is outrageous. This is outrageous, Sean. Let me put you on hold and get your number. I think I've had it in the past, but I want to stay in contact with you and call in anytime there's new developments. Okay, Sean?
Okay. Yeah, great. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. Now, again, let me walk through this. Then we'll take other calls on this subject, and got a bunch of other war news, economy news, very serious, what we're looking down the barrel of. Let me find my specific stories on this. Again, when the Browns were surrounded by feds who clearly were preparing for an assault, armored vehicles, people in ghillie suits, on the perimeter, all indications of a violent assault. What did we see at Ruby Ridge? Well, they shot people in the head, shot people in the back, shot the family dog. Evidence shows shot their own federal marshal. Bunch of cowboys. What did we see at Waco? Going in, not arresting Koresh in town, wanting to have an event, the BATF loading their cameras on camera and bragging, we'll get lots of funding from this. We're going to go engage the cult in a shootout. That's their words for them. And I went and covered that and know the Davidians and documented what really happened. They sent Delta Force in with infantry standard maneuvers to kill everybody inside, kill those children. And those 2-year-old and 3-year-old and 4-year-old and 5-year-old children from ages 6 months to 10 years didn't deserve to die, over 30 of them. And Monier admitted that they got horrible black eyes from that. The feds admitted it energized the public to hate the New World Order. The New World Order's got a big problem. I mean, we know who you are. We know what you are. And so I saw the feds early on saying, okay, we're going to not do a violent assault. And I said, that's good. Now, I didn't necessarily believe what they were saying, but Monier was saying, in the past, this has really blown up in our face. We don't want this. That was an admission. And I'm a pretty good gauge of people, and I think we could have gotten folks more wicked than Monier. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, I'm trying to be real world here. And they don't make admissions of things they've done wrong in the past if they're not really concerned. I mean, a lot of this approach was genuine. Now, we know Homeland Security then flew around in the helicopter. They're above the marshals, and I know there have been some infighting within the ranks with the agencies at less than 30 feet below tree level above crowds. That is so dangerous. That is total felonies. I don't care if you're the feds. You're not allowed to do that and endanger your pilots, your people in there, and the public. Okay? That was macho bravado. And I said, oh, things are making a turn for the worse. This is not good. Conversely, I was not sitting here like a spectator in a peanut gallery wanting to see Edna Lane Brown die. A lot of people just couldn't wait for the conflagration. A lot of people are sitting around oiling their guns, wanting to go out and just blast cops in the streets and shoot feds and start World War III. And let me just tell the feds something. There are hundreds of thousands of people in this country who aren't just shooting their mouths off, whose mamas you killed in nursing homes, or whose daddies you falsely imprisoned, or whose kids you shot, or sisters you tasered. Believe me, they want to come out and start killing you. They want civil war to start. I don't want that. And I have my reasons for that, and I can walk through those. I mean, believe me, the threat is very real. And you don't generally make it any better, the criminal things the feds do. Cooking bombs, training drivers, bombing the World Trade Centers, covering up 9/11, blocking good FBI that tries to stop it, provocateuring, creating Klan groups, trying to get them to blow up chemical plants, all the crimes, murder for hire, the feds run, all of it. About 20% of your ranks are hardcore criminals, and they're all the top ranks. And you just run around and doing whatever you want and killing Martin Luther King and Kennedy and everything else. And we're sick of it. At the same time, it's going to help the New World Order. And Bush funded for this year in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and into next year. Martial law, quote, for riots and insurrection by the American people. They never put that in writing. And this whole thing has provocateur written all over it, especially when that helicopter came through. So we're getting mixed signals here. And I remember telling people I know right here in Austin, I remember saying, man, you're crazy to go up there. I said, guaranteed half of the people Brown thinks are his buddies are feds. He's completely surrounded. They're just laughing all the way to the bank with this one. They're in control of the situation. This is a psyop. I smell a giant rat. And Brown is going to end up getting killed, or more likely, they're going to be all around him one night and pull their guns out and pistol whip him within an inch of his life. Oh, no, he's too heavily defended. Come on, folks. You don't let crowds of people in knowing a bunch of them could be feds if you're seriously not trying to be apprehended. Then we get into a whole debate about, well, Brown didn't do anything wrong. No, he didn't. The income tax is an offshore fraud. The New World Order is private. The District of Columbia is private. And we're winning the fight peacefully to wake up the people. Treasury agent Joe Bannister, 1997, is driving along in the Bay Area. Here's D.V. Kidd on a syndicated radio show talking about how the Federal Reserve's private, the IRS is their collection agency. He spends 2 years quietly researching it because he was going to go disprove her and then go out and expose her. He found out it was all true, went to his supervisors, and they said, shut up about this. Don't talk about it. They all know, folks, at the higher levels. We didn't have an income tax till 1913. It wasn't enforced on the general public until the early 1950s. And then it was a few percentage points. We built this country without it. It is to the private banks, as Ronald Reagan's commission in 81 found. So we're winning the fight. So what did they do a few years after he went public? They indicted him, tried to trump up charges on him. He was found not guilty. What happened to the lawyer down in Louisiana, Tommy K. Crier, represented by Larry Becraft, found not guilty? What happened last week or 2 weeks ago? 4-month trial ends with no convictions. Federal income tax evasion case involved 9 defendants. A criminal tax case alleging income tax evasion and conspiracy dissolved in federal court this week when a jury returned 0 convictions on 161 charges faced by 9 defendants. If you even get a semi-fair trial now, the public has learned about this now. It's not something that a few good old boys know about or a few tax attorneys know about or a few bankers know about. Now, around half the public knows it's a fraud. Thanks to all the work you've done, listeners, in America, Freedom to Fascism, and DV Kid, and Red Beckman 30, 40 years ago. I mean, he had IRS come to his house, beat him up, bulldoze his little trailer, World War II vet. People gone through hell for this. Congressman Hansen held hearings on it. They came and grabbed him, beat him within an inch of his life, and tortured him for months. Knocked his teeth out, a congressman. I mean, they used to be hardcore killers on this. Now they're scared. Now, see, now they're acting different. Okay, we want to go slow. We don't want to Waco. We know you're mad at us. You've never seen federal marshals talk like that. They're beginning to learn. They're beginning to look. See? A lot of them are Joe Bannisters, folks. They don't know. We don't want to run out and shoot them. We want to wake them up, those that we can. We're winning right now in the info war. It will help the globalists to kill cops and feds. That is the last thing we want. We want to recruit these people, not kill them and set off martial law.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
By the way, you can pre-order Endgame now. at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. They'll be shipping out on or before November 1st. 888-253-3139. And October 26th, you'll be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv or at WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Mike and Eileen and many others say they've got information on the Browns. And here's the problem with this. I'm going to go to you. But I don't know who's who. I know about the gentleman, Sean Kravish. I know that he runs a website for him. I've heard him on the air. I've talked to him before. I know that's legit. I really don't want to put out speculation and things here on air. So just announce whether it's speculation or whether it's something you've been able to confirm when we get you on. I appreciate people calling in on those subjects, and we're going to go to you. But just finishing up what I was trying to say earlier, they try to use TV shows like Jack Bauer and the training that they actually give them, that we're a bunch of animals, that they're allowed to torture us, that the government's good. But the words that everybody knows the government's criminal now. Anybody who's got half a brain knows that. And it's just our job to keep exposing the IRS and the Federal Reserve. And they're crumbling. Everybody knows they're the enemy now. The people know it's private. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a private corporation. More and more in federal and state court, people are winning tax cases, not just federal, but state as well. And we're winning the information war peacefully. And I know they built FEMA camps, and I know they want to shoot in war. The New World Order doesn't care if a bunch of cops and feds and their minions get killed in a fight with the American people. They want to play us off against each other. Again, it's divide and conquer. Where they want to get us into little factionalized groups that only talk about which group supposedly runs the New World Order. When it's a consortium of crime syndicates, some more than others. Regardless, let's fight the New World Order. Let's expose its system. Instead of being manipulated by the COINTELPRO and just spending all our time ninnying about who's the best host or who writes the best articles, let's go wake other people up about the basics. I mean, that's what I do. I've woken up countless people that are kind of like my bad children that then weevil about mad that, well, you woke me up, but you're bad. Because now I just obsess on how it's this group or that group and never wake anybody up. Well, just please remember the basic work of waking people up. I try to give the other talk show hosts and people tips, too. Cover the news. Cover the information. Cover how this stuff works. Don't go right to, you know, sewing circle inside politics of different niches. But we need to pray for Ed and Lane Brown. We're going to get a big article out with these updates and these alerts that have been put out on PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours. Paul Watson's working on it right now. I think it's key to call the media, because the marshals are federally compartmentalized, and they've admitted before they just basically don't answer the phones. I'm not saying don't call. My point is the media needs to be demanded that WRMU, what's the one up there in Plainfield? I can look it up. WMUR, something like that. We need to call them. You need to call the local papers, and then they'll cover it, and then it'll be picked up nationally. I'd call AP in New Hampshire, AP in surrounding states, the AP bureau offices, and say, hey, you know, this guy has been disappeared. They won't see where he is for almost 4 days. That's a violation of federal law. And that's how you get the ball rolling, folks. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.